Hello and welcome to
Game Together.
I am, as always, James, here with my daughter and very good friend
Lois, who is always Lois.
Always Lois.
Always Lois, always has been and always will be.
And this is Game Together, the family video games podcast, where each and every week we're talking about the video games we're playing together as a family, what we're enjoying, what we're not enjoying. We haven't played any games that we're not enjoying, have we? But
No.
But maybe one day. And this week, some of our lovely listeners have sent us some questions.
Yes, and that was alliteration. Lovely listeners.
Lovely listeners. That is nice. Excellent. Good spot, Lois. Good spot. So, but first of all, this week, what have we been playing? Always like to start the show with what have we been playing? What have we been playing, Lois?
Pokemon Snap.
Pokemon Snap.
Full stop.
That's it. Nothing else. We've only been playing Pokemon Snap. And do you know what? It's very hard to talk about Pokemon Snap without giving any spoilers away.
So all we're going to say, amazing.
Amazing, that's
one word, one word. Two words. Phenomenally amazing.
That's a good review as well, isn't it?
Phenomenally
Yeah, it is amazing. It's been a really fun game. I've enjoyed playing it. We've rolled credits on it now. There's still loads to do. There's still loads of mysterious things to find. We've got every different route to level up to finish up each thing. And I think I'm gonna stick with it. I don't know about you, Lois. Are you going to carry on and find every little
detail?
This will be
one of the games where I don't jump to another game and start it.
Yeah, you're thinking...
Like in Mario Kart, Mario and Sonic in the Olympic Games, I did that. Well, I did another game, then I just went, nope. Mario Sonic and the Olympic Games, nope. Pokemon Snap, nope. Finish Mario Sonic and the Olympic Games, nope. Now do Pokemon Snap.
So you're going to focus, you're going to keep ploughing away.
Yes.
Do you want to go right the way to the end and try and fill your Photodex on this?
I might get bored after it, only because if you think of catching a Pokemon,
yep,
every Pokemon in the Pokedex, that's a lot of effort.
It's a lot of effort, yeah.
But in a really long course, that will be sending some time away by doing a long course with it.
Yeah. I mean,
so, a really long time.
Well, believe me, catching every single Pokemon that has ever existed is quite a mission. And I set out on that ridiculous task last year and did succeed in it. But it was very, very tedious. So, yeah.
You had to do a lot of trading.
A lot of trading. But, I'm still... I'm still optimistic. My goal is to try and find everything, and certainly to level every course up to the max. We've seen everything. We want to see all the secret stuff in there, don't we?
Yeah.
Absolutely. So yeah, I definitely think. I mean, it's still phenomenally amazing. That's your review of Pokemon Snap.
Phenomenally amazing.
If you didn't listen to last week's show, you know, go back and listen to a bit more detail about why we love Pokemon Snap. But for now, phenomenally amazing. Phenomenally amazing.
Phenomenally amazing. Hey, that could be a tongue tangler. Phenomenally amazing. Phenomenally. I got it wrong in the second try.
That was a tricky one. So
phenomenally.
That's what we've been playing. Bit of news this week. We don't normally do news on the show, but sometimes there's some news that we've just got to talk about. And there was an announcement of the Nintendo Game Garage. What do we think about that, Lois? Just explain a bit about what that is.
Here is how I could explain it to you. Imagine you're a person going to make a game, but it's not going to... Imagine you're all children.
Right.
And it's a game for children to try and make a game, because if it was a grown-up, you'd have to design characters, be extremely complicated. But in this, it's like to make your own game, like make your character jump to moving... Like, press a button to jump, go left and right, and place objects to jump over it, die if you hit an object, but you can make the object smaller.
So it's a bit like one of your... You do a lot of coding games at school, don't
yeah.
you? And it's a bit like one of those, but obviously it's from... They describe it's from the minds of Nintendo. It's from Nintendo. It's going to be really well polished. It's going to be super easy to use. You say it's, you know, only for kids. I mean, I couldn't design a game.
It is like to teach kids coding if they haven't done coding in their life.
Yeah.
So,
it looks pretty.
And there's online lessons if you need help.
There's guided lessons, aren't there?
Yeah.
It looks a lot like, I don't know if anyone listening to this has played the Labo games. But the Labo games are really, really amazing. These are these amazing cardboard constructions.
Oh, yeah, played them.
You have to build the thing. And then you can play various different games, including like a driving game. There's one where you turn into a giant robot. wearing this great big pack, all sorts of bonkers stuff. Really, really fun games. But they have a garage as part of their game where you can actually work with your own pieces of cardboard and do different cool, really, really clever things. And that's what's so cool about the Nintendo Switch. The amazing functionality of those Joy-Cons, their ability to, you know, their infrared sensors and everything else they do is so, so smart. So I'm really excited to see what they're going to do with this. And it's coming out at the beginning of June, the 11th of June. That's really soon.
I thought it was in the 6th.
No, it's back for its American dates. So it's not the 6th of November, it's the 11th of June. So it's very soon.
Ooh!
So that's pretty exciting. Sorry. So I think we'll definitely be checking that out. All right, so for want of much else to talk about this week, we thought we'd answer a few questions that people had asked us. So let's get started. So the first question we've got here comes from your good friend Matthew.
Yeah.
And the question is, what is your favourite ever gaming system?
I have only ever played like about four or five, because I think I played the Game Boy once.
So let's go through the systems you've played on. So you have had a go on a Game Boy.
DS.
Your DS. 3DS.
You've never played
3DS.
Switch. Do iPads and phones count?
iPads and phones count, yeah.
So that's pretty much it.
PlayStation 4, PlayStation 5.
Yeah, there's those.
Xbox.
Yeah. I think all the Xbox games and PlayStations. And the DS was good. The Game Boy, the thing is, if you save it and quit, you've got to start the whole game from the beginning. So.
Also, fuzzy graphics.
Yes.
So. Oh, and you played on my Super Nintendo Mini as well. You played the NES Mini and the SNES Mini, I think. You played those. The Super Nintendo Entertainment System. So what's your favourite then? What do you think is the one that you've played the most on? What's the one you like the most?
The one I played on the most is definitely the Switch. But I like the games on the PlayStation and Xbox.
Which games are your favourites on those?
I like Concrete Genie.
Yeah, that was great. Disney Infinity.
Yeah, Disney Infinity.
Yep.
I played a little bit of a Marvel game with you and Elsie. I like that Marvel game.
Marvel Ultimate Alliance. That was on the Switch.
Oh, but there was a Marvel game that we played on the PlayStation. Minecraft Dungeons.
Yep. Xbox.
Xbox.
But which would you say is your favourite system? Like, what do you, you know...
Switch.
Switch is your favourite.
Yeah.
What is it about the Switch that makes it your favourite?
There are more games... And on the Xbox, it takes a long time to load, and some Xbox controllers are really funny, like, controls. Like, there's a joystick, but it's only, like, those cross ones, and then the buttons are cross ones as well, and you press like that, so the controls are a bit... confusing on the Xbox and PlayStation.
Yeah, they're all a bit different, aren't they? And I think they're a bit... It takes some getting used to when you change from one system to the next. And one of the hardest things is because Nintendo has their A and B buttons a different way around to everyone else. So when I jump between systems, it's a bit of a... It messes with your mind a little bit as to which way around you're supposed to go. But so Switch is your favourite.
What is your favourite ever gaming system?
Well, it's interesting you should ask that. My favourite gaming system is... Oh, man, it's tough. I absolutely love the Switch. I think it's amazing. I really do think it's a fantastic system. I love that I can play it on the big screen. I can take it and play it portably. I love the way the Joy-Cons work. I love the amount of different games. You've got games that I enjoy playing on my own. I've got games that I can play with you. And it's the first time where we've really played games together. And that, I think, is... So it will have a special place in my heart forever because it's the time at which we've played video games mostly together, and that's pretty cool for me. And so that's going to be tough to beat. Before that, I think the GameCube was my favourite before that. I think the GameCube was really, really a fantastic system. So ahead of its time, so many brilliant games. It was probably the first time I went out and got excited for a video game launch. I was there the day it came out, game opened, I was picking it up, went back home with a day off from whatever I was doing at the time, school or work, probably work, I'm quite old, but stack of games, just sat there and just played video games for like a whole day.
I'd love that. I'd love that. Skip school and just play video games.
Yeah, it was good. So I love the Switch and the GameCube, I think, would probably be my favourites. I've got another question come in here, and this is from one of my video gaming dads groups, and one of the questions is, how do you make time to play video games? And that is a very good question.
Yeah.
It's not easy, is the long and short of it.
To pretty much every day of the week, we've got something busy. Mondays and Saturday and Sundays are like the only days we're free. Because
you're super busy, aren't you?
Tuesday we go swimming. Wednesday on Pokemon Go, it's raid hour.
I mean, that is technically playing video games.
Yeah. Thursday we go to a club.
Yeah.
And then Friday we watch Lego Masters.
Yeah, so we're really super busy.
Yeah, so it's only like Mondays and the weekend we get time.
So yeah, it is tough fitting in time for video games.
Sometimes you get up at 6 o'clock and start.
As a parent, it's tough for me. So I play video games with you a lot. And I've played video games my whole life. I've always loved playing video games. So it was actually really hard when you first came along. You realised, I'm not going to have as much time to play video games. My solution generally is stay up really late at night. So I tend to stay up very late playing video games, but that's why I'm tired all the time.
Have a lion.
That's not great advice. The most valuable piece of advice is how to carry on playing games as a parent is play video games with your kids, because there's so many amazing games that you can play together that are good fun, and that's good parenting time, good father-daughter, father-son, parent, child, whatever that may be, time, but also you're doing the thing that you enjoy doing as well. So it's a win-win in my experience. And the second piece of advice I would give to anybody that plays video games that then becomes a parent is just play things on easy mode. Don't stress about constantly having to stay on hard mode. I'm super guilty of this, where I see like putting on easy mode, knocking that difficulty level down is a sort of sign of weakness. Cheat. It's cheating.
In Hades, you got up to the final boss, you do it, you find it hard, you switch it to easy mode, it gets even harder.
Well, I still haven't done it, yeah. But
and if you die, you literally go back to the start of the whole game.
Yeah, that is a great example of a game that I have done 40 runs on Hades and I still haven't completed the thing. And you've got to, at some point, you've got to accept, just play that. You want to enjoy the game, you haven't got as much time, you need to play games that you're going to be able to get through. So play shorter games. Play games that are games you can play with your family, and play games on easy mode. That is definitely the way to make sure you can carry on making time to play video games. All right, we've got another question here. It's a really specific one. This is about Animal Crossing. This is from Matthew as well. Yeah, we did an episode a few weeks ago about some Animal Crossing basics, and this question is, how do you build your house on other people's islands?
It's a bit of a confusing question.
Well, it's not a confusing question
for us to answer.
Yeah,
because
it's a confusing answer.
Because let's say you were Matthew.
Yes.
And you lived in a different house.
Well, I can say that because he does live in a different house.
Yes. And you wanted to live on my island.
Okay.
You wouldn't be able to come live on my island unless you added an account onto my Switch named Game Boy.
Or Matthew.
Or Game Girl.
Yep.
Or Game Boy. Or Game Man. Or Game Woman. Or Game Child. Or Game Baby.
Game Person.
Game Human.
Whatever.
Game Star.
Yep.
Game Genius.
Okay, we get it.
Game Extreme. And so you've added it. Then you log into that. You can only build a house on other people's islands if you're on that person's Switch.
So you've got to think of each Switch as an island. So you can only have one island on a Switch. So,
but whether if you added your account onto my island,
yep,
you would be able to build a house. But if you were on your island and wanted to build a house on my island, that wouldn't work, because who would be looking after your island in there? Because you're like maid in charge, mayor, second in command.
Yeah, so you've got your island on your Switch and your sister is a resident on your island.
Yes.
And you can do that with everyone. You can have a whole family and they can all be residents on that one island if you want to, and then you share that space. Or you can set up separate islands and ultimately have everyone on their own island. But the only way to be on the same island is to be on the same Switch. So to be able to do that, as you rightly said, Lois, you'd have to set up another account on another person's Switch and then add that person.
Or So let's say I wanted to live on your island. You're another person who's got another Switch. I set up an account on yours named Lois. Then I can play and live on your island as well and make a big mess of it.
Which I absolutely wouldn't allow. So that's like a good reason not to do that, is to stop your little one making a mess of your lovely clean island.
Yes, you've added waterfalls and everything. I'm just going to mess it up.
No, please don't do that. That would make me very sad.
Okay.
Okay, I think we've got time for one more question. And this one comes from Poppy, another one of your very good friends. And she asks, why is playing video games important to you?
I would say for me, it would probably be, this is an excuse that honestly makes you say, I'm going to play a video game instead of work. You're like, okay, I'm fine with that. As long as you've done work in the morning, that means you can have all the afternoon gaming or anything you want. So when it's a thing to get out of school.
Oh, is that right? Well, because I like video games, so I'm willing to let you play video. So it's a thing you use to get out of doing other stuff.
Yeah.
All right, I see. Well, this is very interesting.
Oh, I've just told you my game. This is very interesting. I've just told you my game.
All right, well, I remember that.
It's entertaining.
Yep.
And so my friend's friend once told my friend about something, and then they told me that if they've had like a really bad day and they go on the Switch, they told me about a game that talked to you about like how your day was and how things were going and like how what you could do instead of staring at a screen and what would help you make you feel better. I don't know what the game was called or anything, but it just said that I don't know if it was a Switch game, but there was a game, there was some sort of game on some sort of device that came out not a long time ago, like when the Switch came out, about like that.
So why do you think that's, what makes that important to you?
I think it's important because that game is like a good outlet for your worries, and it transfers you to different worlds, which sometimes helps me calm down if I've had a really big argument with my sister.
Never.
Never.
You know, you're like little angels. Never bicker. But if you did.
But if we did, and we just had a big argument, and my sister won, and I was furious about it, and it would, like, transfer me out of the world, so then I'm just, like, in a nice world where you're going around doing stuff, chopping down trees, building, or something. Yeah, so that's why I think it's important to me. Why is gaming important to you?
Well, daughter, one of the things I think is important about it is I do love playing games with you. It's something that we do together, and it's more and more so it's been something that we enjoyed together. It's something
during
we talk
lockdown.
About
we didn't yeah. we didn't do it much in other things because we never found time, but during lockdown we've had loads of time
had
to
loads
play
more
it.
Time to play. Yeah, you've become better at playing video games. Like, you're getting more into different types of games, and that's given us more different things to play, something that your sister plays as well. So yeah, I really enjoy us playing games together. And a bit like what you said, it does transfer you to other worlds. It is a great distraction. I love it so much more than watching telly, because it's interactive. You're part of the story. You're part of what's happening in it, instead of it just being something that's just washing over you, a passive form of entertainment. And I just love it. And do you know what I also love about video games? It's just the different types of games you can play. That I do things that I wouldn't play. I wouldn't watch a movie about some of the stuff. You can play games that make you feel happy, games that make you feel sad, games that are puzzle-ish, games that are mundane, games like Animal Crossing that are just, you know,
going
chopping down wood and
going around in a normal life.
Yeah, living a really normal life, really boring things that are fun in a game. So it's important to me because, yeah, it's just something that I've always loved doing, and I think that it's something I love more, even more doing now that we're doing it as a family.
Yep.
All right, well, thank you for sending in those questions.
Poppy,
from
Matthew and your dad's game group.
Yeah, some great questions, and I enjoyed answering them. I think it's interesting to talk about the different things. If you've got questions for us, we would love to hear them. Please do send them in. If you
and then maybe in a couple of weeks, maybe once every month, we do
we don't
question.
Get a lot of questions, so one, maybe once a month we'll do a question episode. But yeah, if you hook up with us on Game Together UK on the old Instagram or on Twitter, you can find us there, then we'd love to we'd love to chat to you. We'd love to hear your questions and we will answer them on the show.
But sometimes if we get too many, we might have to cut some out.
Yeah, I'm
sure. So we're sorry if it happens to be one of your questions we've got to cut out.
Yes, that seems reasonable. Well, thank you very much for joining us. If you'd like to get this podcast each and every single week, we would love it if you'd follow or subscribe. Grab your phone out.
Follow, you said no subscribe, so
follow. It's still very confusing as to which one it is, but you know what to do. Grab your phone, click the little...
iPad, computer, blah, blah, blah.
Whatever it may be, click the little plus, click subscribe, and you will always get this podcast delivered to your door free of charge each and every single week. So until next week,
Game together!